This April, the U.S. Supreme Court will take up a 17-year-long legal battle between 21 tribes and the state of Washington. The dispute is about whether or not state taxpayers should have to dish out billions to dig up roads so salmon can get through. As Eilish O'Neill reports for EarthFix, the court's decision will have repercussions for tribes all over the West and Midwest.
Brian Cladisby and his fellow fishermen are standing on the dock of a channel that empties into Puget Sound. They're talking about getting their boats ready in time for summer salmon runs.
And what's that? Joe told me about a different kind of decking. What's it called?
Cladisby's the chairman of the Swinomish tribe. He says those runs aren't what they used to be.
A lot of the fishermen, Indian and non-Indian, are stuck on the banks now.
That has to do with a whole host of problems. Climate change, hydroelectric dams, overfishing, pollution, and culverts. Those are the pipes that carry streams under roads. If they're designed poorly, they can keep salmon from swimming upstream to spawn. Steve Hinton's a biologist for Cladisby's tribe. Today, he's giving me a tour of salmon-blocking culverts on the Skagit River system in northwest Washington. The culvert we're looking at right now is bad. Fish would have to leap 2 feet up a waterfall to get into the broken pipe.
Just keep throwing yourself at it, I guess, you know. And it is a pretty ragged edge for them to hit. What we're looking at is a lip of concrete that looks like a broken knife's edge. It's very sharp and jagged.
Fixing this culvert would require digging up the road and putting in a bridge.
It's a biggie. This is going to be a $3-4 million project at the very least.
Scientists say after a culvert is fixed, salmon return to upstream habitat within weeks or even days. Brian Cladisby again.
We're trying to increase the numbers of these salmon by giving them the access that they've always had to the tributaries that have been choked off by the state of Washington.
The state estimates it could cost more than $2 billion to fix its salmon-blocking culverts. Washington's Attorney General Bob Ferguson declined EarthFix's many interview requests, but a statement on his website says he appealed this case all the way to the Supreme Court, quote, on behalf of the taxpayers of Washington State, end quote. So far, all the lower courts have ruled the state has to pony up the cash. Robert Anderson teaches tribal law at the University of Washington. He says the case hinges on a treaty signed in 1855 by the U.S. government and the tribes of the Puget Sound region.
The tribes agreed to sell their land to the United States in exchange for reserving the right to fish at usual and accustomed stations.
The question is whether the right to fish is the right to put a net in the water or the right for there to be fish to catch. Now, the Supreme Court will decide the question. That won't just have repercussions in Washington. Tribes in six other states in the Pacific Northwest and Midwest all have similar treaties with the U.S. government. Robert Anderson with the University of Washington says if the tribes win, that
would give tribes in all these jurisdictions the ability to encourage the states to do other things that would be protective of fisheries habitat.
That's why the farm bureaus of 11 western states, as well as the Cattlemen's Association of Washington, have all sided with Washington. Sam Kaiser is a fifth-generation rancher in Cleellum, just east of the Cascade Mountains. He's worried if the Supreme Court decides in favor of the tribes, that would make it easier for the tribes to force them to take costly steps, like building thousands of dollars of fences to keep cattle away from salmon-bearing streams.
I would be afraid that they're going to make cost and aggravation of making a living on the land just too hard and cumbersome.
Back on the Swinomish Reservation, Cladisby says the outcome of the case could change a lot about how we manage land and water in the West.
If we win, when we win, Lord willing we win, this will have a positive impact for the tribes that have treaty rights whose environment has been degraded or impaired over the last 100 to 150 years.
The Supreme Court will hear the case April 18th. In Northwest Washington, I'm Eilish O'Neill.